KISS 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Alicia, you said you found something moving into your boyfriend's house. What was it?
Tanner and I have been together for 3 years, and I was there prepping the place while he was at work. He works odd hours. While I was there, you know, I was moving stuff around and dusting, and behind his bed I found a box with 50 Shades of Grey type tools and items. I screamed when I first saw it. Like, I was like, what on earth is this? 3 years we've been together, we've never used or even looked at stuff like that. I was careful. I didn't touch anything. Like, if I'm being honest, I had, like, paper towel around my hand.
Yeah, you used a tissue to grab everything.
What I did find, and this is honestly what freaked me out more, was I found a little USB stick. I put it into my laptop just to see what was on it, and I found really inappropriate, like, adult pictures, like, kind of, like, 50 Shades stuff, photographs of some girl that I have never seen in my entire life.
Are they both in the photos? Or it's just like a random girl.
It's an ambiguous background. Like, I don't know where these photos were taken. It's some like red sheet.
It's the red room.
Draped over something. I don't know what.
Oh, maybe you got them off the internet.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
It just concerned me that I found it in a box with all these other tools and things.
Well, let's say that we call Tanner and he has this enjoyment. Is that a deal breaker for you? I mean, like, is this just so not you and you want it thrown out and everything?
Yeah, I mean, yes. The thing, honestly, that worries me most is that the date on the photos was listed from this past February, like February 2017. These photos were taken recently. Like, we've been together for 3 years. Like, it's not like these photos are from, you know, years and years ago. Like, this is within the last few months.
Well, okay. All right. I'm calling him up right now. I'm calling his cell. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, looking for Tanner, please.
Speaking? Who's this?
Hi, Tanner. My name's Nicole. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm all right, but I'm not looking to buy any flowers, thanks.
Actually, I wasn't calling to sell you any flowers. I was calling to see if you were interested in sending free flowers. I have your name and number here as the winner of our tag contest on Instagram. And one of your friends tagged you in our post, and you are winning a dozen red roses to send to someone that you love.
Really?
Yeah. I don't need a credit card or anything like that. You won't have to pay taxes or delivery.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I sent it to my girlfriend, Alicia.
And I have a romantic card here to go with it as well. What would you like to put on that?
To the best girlfriend and the best new roommate ever.
Oh, that's very sweet.
This is the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show. You're on War of the Roses.
Are you kidding me?
Alicia found a box.
A naughty box.
Tanner, I found it under your bed. You know what box I'm talking about?
Alicia, listen, it's...
Who is that girl in the photos?
Found a USB drive with a bunch of pictures of a girl dated of February of this year.
Tanner, I've never seen this girl in my life, and I've never seen tools and items like that in my life before. Who is this girl? Do you know this person?
All right. Listen, I'm just going to tell you because I want to be honest. I don't want this to go sideways. I love you. You know, I'm just going to put this out there. All right. Listen, I realized that I was really interested about this, doing some things that I knew for a fact that you wouldn't be into. So I met this girl on Craigslist and.
What?
She was cool with. Well, hey, listen.
Wait, hold on.
We never had sex. We never.
I don't care. That is you. You had sex. As far as I'm concerned, that is sex stuff in there. Like, those are pictures that nobody should be taking with anyone except for their girlfriend.
Well, even if you were cool with it, like, I wouldn't want to do that to the future mother of my children. All right.
You think I want the father of my children dealing with stuff like this?
Are you going to move out, Alicia? And are you?
This is big. This is a big deal, Tanner. I will say.
Yes, he hid something from you, and I'm not condoning any cheating. He also said that he didn't move, as we call on the show, move furniture with her. And he did say that he was coming clean and being honest with you. So maybe you guys can talk and...
But would he have come clean with her if she had not found the box?
I don't know. Probably not.
Why are you hiding? You hid something from me. It's not like it was out in the open. It was like you didn't expect me to find it. I mean, who knows? As long as I know, you may not have ever wanted me to find it ever. And it would have stayed behind the bed, and for all I know, you will probably would add more boxes, and you're doing this behind my back for the next 3 years.
Listen, this was the only time, all right? And, you know, it was something that I did. It's not something that I was overly proud of.
How long did you do it for?
But it was something that, I'm kind of into, and I didn't feel like I could do it with you.
You know, my biggest thing that I'm worried about moving forward, this is something he's clearly into. This is something she's clearly not into. I think that's going to be a bigger problem down the road because he's always going to have this urge of wanting to do that.
That's a good point.
Maybe he'll have the urge that he wants to creepily go on Craigslist, which, by the way, who goes on Craigslist in 2017
that's
anymore?
Disgusting,
Tanner. How did he find somebody willing to do it?
I mean, that's just so strange to me. But I feel like maybe he might do that in the future. You guys have to definitely talk big time.
Alicia, stay in touch with us and let us know how things turn out with you and Tanner. I know there's going to be more conversations, right?
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for helping me, guys.